Welcome to the AgriCast, the official podcast of AgriGamer.com. This is episode 99, and I am Brian Bentley. With me, as always, are Corey Dockendorf and Matt Waite. What is happening, guys?
Yo.
Hey, everybody.
Day zero of E3 2012 is in the books, and it was a day for press conferences. So we had Microsoft, then EA, Ubisoft, and Sony. So right away, of course, we can all say that somebody's already won. I mean, the show floor hasn't actually opened yet, but everybody has declared a winner already, I'm pretty sure. You know.
Who do you and who do you say that winner is, sir?
Yeah, good job.
I'm pretty sure the winner is Nintendo.
Aww.
Oh, you didn't see that coming, did you?
Oh,
what a twist.
Well, actually, if all we were doing is comparing last year's press conference to this year's press conference, Ubisoft wins. Because their press conference last year was like an F-, and this year it was a solid C.
It was much more solid this year, I'll tell you that much.
Yep. Although I really didn't need to know about anyone having Girlwood and that other guy or whoever the fuck he was in the back, they should have just left that out. That was like one of those things like Mr. Caffeine. When someone suggested that, they should have just been like, "Fuck no, you're fired."
Yep,
bad idea. Yeah.
Same thing with that guy.
Oh man, not to mention Starting it off with friggin' Flowrida. Oh, my bad, Florida. And all those fucking, like, chick dancers. I was like, oh, I'm so embarrassed to be a gamer right now.
Oh, yeah. It's just between that and the Usher performance.
God.
Oh, my God. That was so painful.
Don't get me wrong. Dance Central has its own market, but I don't think that we need to throw stars at, there's no reason to have Usher at E3. None whatsoever. Zero. Zip. Nada. And not only that, to promote his new song to E3 game journalists? Is that what we're doing here? I don't get it. So.
Yeah. Unless it's a huge party at the Staples Center and has free beer.
And even
then you can invite me anytime you want.
Yep.
Hmm.
Because that was the best concert I've ever seen for free that had free beer at it.
Yeah, that's... Okay, fair enough.
All I know is that the beers were like $10 or $11 a piece, and I had about a handful... I had, a handful of them.
Double-fisting them, yeah.
Thanks, Activision! we should probably try to keep this a little on the short side. We are just talking about today, day zero press conferences. So I want to break it up into three things that each of us loved, three things we were surprised by, and three things we were disappointed by. But before we do that, I do want to do a quick community spotlight and point the light on Epic Games and their awesome, unbelievable gesture to basically start a completely brand new studio and take all the remnants of Big Huge Games and give those people jobs.
Oh, yeah, are you serious?
Yeah, that was what? Yeah. It was 80 employees, I believe, 80 developers.
Something like that.
So, yeah, that's fantastic. And I mean, wow. I'm always blown away by the stuff that Epic Games does. And it's just this kind of gesture that they did was just one more, nail in the coffin of their awesomeness. And I'm very excited for that. It's really great to see the whole gaming community come together with the situation that happened with Big Huge Games and 38 Studios. And it's just wonderful to see all that, everybody actually help each other out. I think that's fantastic. Hats off to them. Well done.
Yeah. And what I think I like the most about it is just the message that they actually put out was basically, we don't really know where the money's going to come from, but that's not the important part right now.
Nice.
Exactly.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, now, that's wonderful.
The important thing is that your families are eating.
They will make a project for them. That's beautiful.
Right.
Hell yeah. Now, does that mean we're going to see Kingdoms of Amalur 2 done by Epic Games?
Not going to happen.
I don't think so. No. Because EA will be like, Sure, we'll give you that IP. You just have to give us $3 bazillion.
I'm pretty sure that IP is dead. So that was the last we'll see of the Kingdoms of Amalur series. I mean, they're not even going to do patches. So it's a dead project. We enjoyed it while it was there. So.
Yep. So that was our community spotlight. Just moving along, Corey, I want you to start us off. Give us one thing. Let's do things we knew we'd love, because I think we can kind of move through that pretty quickly. Corey, start with your first thing of something you knew you'd love. You saw it today. You loved it.
Tomb Raider.
Yeah. Okay. I'm putting mine chip on that too.
Yes.
Yeah, so, click.
That was one of the things that, with the upcoming E3, I was really excited for. I mean, just right off the bat, I was like, I just want Tomb Raider gameplay. That's all I want. Very simple things. And I like how they always highlight the water. Like, they're really excited because their water looks so amazing that Lara Croft is pretty much fighting a waterfall. I mean, how great is that? I enjoyed the trailer. I enjoyed the gameplay. I'm just like, yes, I need this game. I cannot wait. It did not disappoint in the least. I think I'm one of the last like four or five people that are still playing the Tomb Raider franchise. So yes, this reboot to me just feels authentic, raw, gritty. You know, I'm ready for it. Yes, thank you. Amen.
Yeah. I mean, the effects were fantastic, and the best part, they totally toned down the grunting.
Yes.
Seriously, it was not.
Yeah.
And it was like, are you in labor or are you fighting guys? I don't understand.
Just Lara Croft running around.
Yeah. Seriously. They totally toned that down. The effects look amazing. Just having her, like, she knocked those barrels, like, they knocked the barrels down to help to distract the guys. Then she jumps up above them and starts firing down on them. That was amazing.
Yeah, it was spectacular. I was pretty excited.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks good. Matt, since we both just with a couple go, what is your first thing on things that you knew you'd love? You love it. What's up?
Oh, excuse me, I was yawning. I would definitely, yeah.
That's how exciting our show is. The host falls asleep on the show.
Yep.
You couldn't take a nap during the Nintendo press conference? Seriously?
That's not until tomorrow.
Yeah, it's not until tomorrow. I forgot to take my meds today, so I'm like really tired. That's why. Crysis 3. I'd have to go with Crysis 3. I love the Crysis franchise. You know, I popped on Crysis 2 and number 3 just looks, you know, an amazingly beautiful game. The only thing that really needs work is their, story. And, hopefully they, do a better one than the second one.
Hey, Matt, I just want to know, what exactly is an urban jungle? They said it like two or three times during, like, there was like a 30-minute description that they did, and they mentioned it three times.
Well, usually an urban jungle is a metaphor for like a big city like Boston or something. Mm-hmm. That's basically what it means.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, so he's in a jungle in the city? I don't... Anyway, but it did look awesome.
Yeah, I guess it's like taking the urban jungle metaphor and making it literal. So like now you're in an urban setting that has all these overgrown plant life and jungle settings and stuff.
All right. Well, all right. So we will we'll keep an eye out for Crysis 3. I'm going to go next with Assassin's Creed 3. First, at the Microsoft conference where they showed... you know, some amazing gameplay. Then they showed at the Ubisoft conference with, like, him attacking, you know, like, him sneaking into a fort and assassinating a guy. And then the Sony one, where the Sony press conference, where they showed naval battles.
Oh my god, yes. That was amazing.
I'm just like, naval battle? Where do I sign up?
I know, right?
I'm curious how that's going to work with the controller. I mean, the way that they were doing when you're watching the gameplay, you know, he did a lot of scoping out the landscape and being able to see, you know, the ships and kept turning his camera. I'm really wondering how that's going to control. And is it going to feel fluid? Is it going to feel clunky? That was the whole thing I was thinking while I'm watching. I'm like, how is he controlling this? He's got those two little sticks and he just keeps going and turning. And I'm, I, that's going to make or break it for me is the control scheme for that. Because, you know, vehicle combat is always very particular in games, and this game is no – I mean, it has to run well. But because of the polish that they've done to all the Assassin's Creed games, I'm really excited for it.
All I
– Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Matt.
I was going to say, all I have to say is it's a giant-ass boat. It's not going to feel smooth, dude.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so you're going to be like, turn. Keep turning.
And it's like 1790.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm just saying, it's one of those things that it's really going to matter about combat. I mean, how am I going to control my turrets on each side? Or are they just going to shoot randomly? There's only so many buttons on the controller. What am I going to be? Yeah, like you're going to keep turning. You're like, shoot, and nothing happens.
I'm guessing they're going to have some kind of visual or audible, you know, signal to let you know, because, you know, it's not like there's no rapid fire.
Right.
There's fire, and then there's, okay, put in the gunpowder, then put the packing in, then put the ball in, and then light the fuse.
Yeah,
you know, it's not like.
Then it's just a matter of just picking what bumper, left bumper, right bumper. That's right. Fine. But
hold on a second. Didn't you guys see the graph that they had out on the C?
I did.
I think that's the cue to let you know when the cannons are ready.
Right. That's speculation. It wasn't always up. So it could be, but that's one of those things that I has yet to be seen. You know, I want them to explain that, or I want to be able to get hands on with that to kind of.
And chain shot. That looks awesome.
Chain shot. Yes, that's amazing.
Yeah. All right. So that was my thing. Go ahead, Corey. Give us your next one.
Well, I was going to have Assassin's Creed 3, but you stole that one. So I'm going to kind of piggyback on that and throw Liberation out there.
Okay.
Assassin's Creed Liberation, which I will admit is the first game on the PS Vita that I am actually excited for.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the games, and even with the announcement of all the PS1 titles going to be back on there, that's great. They laid dollars short. You should have did that with Watch, whatever.
Exactly.
But it looks great. The first time you're going to be a female assassin, that's very cool. And I mean, it's just a handheld version of Assassin's Creed. That's great. I'm curious how it's going to tie in to Assassin's Creed 3, if it will at all. Is it going to be like a separate storyline, or I don't know what they're going to do with it. I'm excited about that. I'll play it on PS Vita. Why not?
Yeah.
I really hope
that they talked about the connectivity. I'm like, I really hope that happens on Uplay and not on PSN.
Right.
Because I played Assassin's Creed 2, Brotherhood, Revelations all on the 360. Kind of don't want to switch. No, I already have my pre-order in on the 360.
Yeah, don't have to do all that again.
So, but, we'll see. You know, we'll see. Sorry. Matt, give us another one that you loved.
Splinter Cell Blacklist.
Really?
Yeah, that looked pretty freaking awesome, dude.
What are you loving about it? Is it like all the command stuff, or is it like the connect stuff?
Both. I think it's pretty cool that, you know, I can go, hey, over here. You know, that's pretty friggin' awesome. I always enjoyed the Splinter Cell games. I didn't play much of Conviction, but what I played, you know, I fell in love with it. So it just looks cool to me, you know?
I see. I think what I really liked the most, at least about what they showed at Microsoft was, I think they did a really good job of showing you that the Kinect stuff is just a slight periphery thing if you want to use it. It's not a gimmick. It's just something that they threw in there because they thought it would be cool.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, and I agree with that. I think that's, you know, that should be the option. You should have an option. You don't have to have it to enjoy these games. You can just play the game normally. And it's just an extra feature. Unlike, I didn't think Sony did that well at all. I think. And that was one of the things that bothered me is that, well,
you don't think they have Kinect? You don't think they have the Kinect in, you know, into the Sony stuff at all?
No. No. The thing with the Sony stuff is that Sony has a lot of titles that are built around their peripherals. So if you don't have a peripheral, it's useless.
Yep.
So you're kind of cut off from that entire experience without those peripherals. Whereas Xbox gives you the option.
Right.
So
sorry. I know I'm a jerk. It's fine.
We know.
Corey, hit us up with your last thing you love.
Oh, and this was the most exciting thing. It wasn't the most exciting thing, but I got excited.
All right, so Matt, what about... No, I'm just kidding.
and all old school gamers are going to appreciate this. SimCity, anybody? SimCity.
Yeah.
Come on. One of the greatest Maxis franchise of all time. I mean, how many SimCities, SimWorld, SimGames are out there that were based off of SimCity? And it looks gorgeous.
All of them?
All of them. But they're all based off of SimCity. So, yeah. I mean, it's how long has it been since we had a SimCity game? I didn't get a chance because we were just watching the press conference before this to find out the exact time frame. But it's been a while, and I will say...
No, SimCity 4 at least, I want to say 10 years.
Yeah, so it's been a while. So I'm very excited. And you know you have that whole, you know, SimCity for Facebook is coming out. And I'm like, oh, Lord, that's not where I want to play my SimCity game. So to have it coming for PC, I'm just like, yes, give me now, please.
Yes. What really excites me about SimCity on the PC is just... Actually, it's more of I'm scared. Because if I know if I put this game on my computer, I'm going to lose a few days.
It's going to happen.
Not hours. Days. I'm going to lose a few days.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be, I mean, it's one of the, it's a world builder. So you have to keep checking on it. Are your buildings done? Do you have to go check and see, you know, build your roads, curved roads? Woohoo! It's exciting. It's just nostalgia is what it is to me. And that's why, and it was something I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. And I was very happy about that. So yay for SimCity. I can't wait.
Yes. Basically, there are like, there's approximately 18 to 20 months of my life in high school that were either SimCity or Civilization.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I mean,
gone. Like, literally, I think back to that, to my junior year in high school, and I don't remember.
I mean, remember when Civ 5 came out? Civ 5 came out, and it was a huge deal. So for a SimCity to come along these same standpoints, personally, I want it on Steam. Give me SimCity on Steam, please, and I'm done.
Oh, no, it's going to be on Origin, because it'll be awesome. Wait, oh.
Oh.
Oh. Sadness.
That kind of hurts my feelings a little bit, honestly.
Anything's possible, Corey. It's entirely possible you'll be completely screwed and only be on Origin.
I'm going to dream the impossible dream. So.
That's right. Matt, drop us last thing you'd loved.
It actually wasn't today. It was the Konami pre-E3 show. And it was
fair enough.
Lords of Shadow 2. Oh my god. That announcement trailer was so epic. Just, oh.
So that's what, a Castlevania title?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have to agree with Matt. It was pretty spectacular. But, I mean, Gabriel? Is that who it is? Is that the character? Yeah. Which is kind of cool. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. It looks really good for a Castlevania game. So,
very nice. All right, that's excellent. I, you know what, I completely forgot about Konami. come on, there really is a whole lot of Konami for me to. And anyway, that's not important. So our last thing of the things we loved that I'm going to drop is the very last thing they showed at the Sony presser, Last of Us.
Yep.
I mean,
because do not tell me that you were not sitting in front of your TV and when that girl threw that brick and smacked the guy in the head, I was like, oh!
Because for the first time, you got to watch a trailer where the AI didn't suck.
Yep.
They actually helped you out in a situation. You were like, oh my god, they're helping me. That's brilliant. And you notice the entire audience clapped because everybody thought the same thing. Holy crap, she's not just standing there whining. She's doing something.
Yep. That's awesome.
Unbelievable.
Brilliant.
That just wasn't the only part where I was like, oh, crap, I got to play this game. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, the entire time I was just like, I got to play this game.
Being a fan of the Uncharted series, that's what it felt heavily like. It felt a lot like Uncharted. Now, here's my thing. Is this going to be Uncharted or is this going to be survival horror? You know, is this I want it to be survival horror with a little bit of Uncharted, like, meshed into it with AI. That's great. But I don't want it to be walk around and shoot. I want more interaction like we saw in the trailer. So I'm hoping it stays like that throughout the entire game because you'll sell me. Done.
The guy had six bullets.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm feeling pretty confident that – and then – Like, I was like, okay, you know this guy is playing a demo because there's no reason for him to be throwing bullets around like that.
Exactly.
He was like shooting things. I'm like, why are you shooting? And then when the whole brick thing came, I'm like, oh, that's why he made sure his gun was empty.
Yeah, to show that. Thought that was nice tactic. I like that. Good job,
Sam. Absolutely. All right, so Matt, start us off. Now let's switch over to things that you were disappointed by.
Oh, we're doing that one. Okay.
Yeah, I'm flipping the script, man.
Right.
I would have to say the overabundance of sports games. I was just, what else?
Madden 13, FIFA.
Madden, Ed's FIFA. Guess it's time for me to go to the bathroom and go stretch.
Hey, yeah. Joe Montana was there. Yeah.
Oh, I will say this, at least he didn't look like a complete douche.
Yeah, that's true.
What else? I mean, he had definite, there was some definite douchiness happening, but at least he didn't look like a complete douche.
Xbox had a lot of titles, too. They also had NBA Game Time and League Pass and NHL Game Center.
Yeah, which have only been on the PS for two or three seasons now. Yeah, that's fine.
So,
yeah, actually, funny enough, let's transition to one of mine, which is the Microsoft's music service and multimedia hub thing or whatever. I'm like, literally, they had an hour and 90 minutes. Yeah, let me try that again. Hour and 30 minutes of press conference. And the middle chunk of it, like a majority of it, was this hub. Like, they're like, basically, you're going to want to leave your Xbox on all the time and watch movies on it, partially on your Xbox and partially on your... Now, I think the smart glass thing on its own is pretty neat. But overall, I mean, it's, okay. Yeah. I mean, great. Cloned a bunch of Sony services. Good job. That's great. Why are you still talking about it?
Yeah, too many peripherals. You're walking around with your tablet. You're walking. Although, good call on Microsoft and Xbox and integrating into iOS platform. I just want to say, bad move on Sony for not doing it. Good job on Xbox.
Yep. Love it, though. I mean, the smart glass thing is pretty friggin' amazing, like, overall. Although I will say it was hilarious to watch in the press conference. It's like, and we'll be having a web browser. And everyone's like, ooh. And it says Internet Explorer.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, can I put Chrome on it? No, Firefox, nothing. I got to get IE, whatever.
Exactly.
I'm like, it's a Microsoft product. Why would you not? If it was just everybody at the same time. Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was great. Corey. Something you were disappointed by.
Oh, there was one big glaring disappointment, and it happened during the Sony press conference. And uh-oh. I think you're all ready to you all know what it is. Everybody knows what this is. Ready?
The poor audio?
PlayStation All-Stars.
Oh, thank God I didn't put that on my list, because I was going to, but then I was like, no, I'm sure
that
someone else will put that up.
Was the worst thing display of a game I have ever seen. It literally is a Mario Party clone, which is just disheartening. I mean, it even goes down to the point that Fat Princess is pretty much mimicking all the way down to the butt stomp to Peach's moves from Mario All-Stars. I mean, Mario, what is it? Mario Super Smash Brothers.
Smash Brothers?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, even the level had that same feel. It was literally like watching a reskin, and I don't know why Sony is trying to monopolize on that, really.
Oh, did you guys also notice that the Power Rangers were playing?
Oh, yeah. Did you notice they were all colored differently? Yellow, blue, red, green. I was like, yeah, where's
and
the gold
of,
ranger?
Of course, the Asian chick was yellow. Of course.
Yeah.
She was heart.
She was heart. Listen to her, Captain Planet.
It was pretty tough to watch. In fact, I really wasn't watching at that point. I was doing something on Facebook, and it was on the other side, on the other screen. I'm like, yeah, I don't care.
You could feel the audience cringe, you know, and when they announced it, everybody was just like, aww. So, I mean, this is what happens when the mighty have fallen, is you basically become an all-star.
I think that, like, it could be fun. Like, there's a possibility that it could be fun. I'm just not going to spend $60 to find out.
I just don't think that there's a – I don't think there's a good enough investment there. It was – and the commentary was horrible. I was like, this is how you do not commentate for, like, an e-sport. This is horrendous. Oh, there he goes. And he's level one now, and he blew his load, and he's going to keep going.
Oh, so bad.
Although I have to admit, the people doing the Ubisoft one, not much better.
No, not much better. But it was still disheartening to watch all these Sony characters just paraded around for everybody's entertainment. It was just depressing.
Yes. Although the dumbest comment I saw was, "I don't understand why a Big Daddy's in there. That's not a PlayStation All Star." I'm like, "You're taking that a little literally."
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not even
pretty sure. Because, Solid Snake is not technically a Smash Brother, okay? But, okay, we dealt with it. It's cool. It's all right. It's all good.
We got to give Solid Snake out. So is he in All-Stars?
No, he was in Super Smash Brothers.
But is he going to be in All-Stars also?
Oh, no, they had at least, I don't know. They had Big Daddy. They announced Big Daddy and Nathan Drake.
Wouldn't that be interesting to have Solid Snake in both games?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's mind-blowing. Do we have Old Snake and Young Snake? I mean, really, what do we do?
What do we do?
Who planned that?
Whoever wants to make money.
That is not you, Matt, do it.
Matt, what is something else you were disappointed by?
The Star Wars The Old Republic content. It was just like, wait a minute. People still playing this fucking game?
That wasn't nearly as disappointing as watching how uncomfortable Dr. Ray was up there.
Yeah.
I mean, he was like, how uncomfortable he was just really palpable. He's like, so we had some people, and we're going to go free to play now? Yeah. It was tough to watch. That was tough to watch. Corey, what else do you have on your disappointment docket?
Zombie U.
That name.
Yeah, I was really... Number one, I'm tired of the zombie games. I'm so tired. I'm through. I don't want zombie games anymore. We've beaten the franchise to death. Let's move on and do something else. Two, it just... Come on, Ubisoft. You know why? Because it's on the Wii. That's why. No. But I'm like... It's on the Wii. And that's part of my problem, is because these games aren't really designed for that style of console, and the Wii, generally speaking, with the Resident Evil franchise and all those other games, has just not been ideal for this style of platform, and I am not looking forward to that game whatsoever.
Well, the other thing is it didn't show shit.
It didn't.
It showed a bunch of people freaking out.
And dying.
Yeah, and dying.
Oh, man.
Although the soldier at Buckingham Palace beheading a zombie with his bayonet, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, me too.
That sells you?
No.
I didn't say I was going to buy the game, but at least then I didn't feel bad about watching it.
That fixed
it. I didn't regret watching the trailer because there was one cool thing in it.
Yeah, I just... Ugh.
Well, a bunch of us were in the Pwned.com chat box, and we're all making tons of jokes, you know. Oh, next you're going to have Mario Kart U, Zelda U, Mario U, and then Nintendo's going to release a new service called Fuck You.
That's funny.
Continuing on the disappointment kick for me, and we kind of already touched on it, was the music video that broke out, also known as Dance Central 3. I have no idea why, first of all, I don't know why there was an Usher concert. I don't know why they even made Dance Central 3. I mean, I don't understand why.
It made money, apparently. People like it.
And I'm fine with that, but I mean, really? I mean, didn't Rock Band tell us enough that just there's a point where you just make it a service then and stop making new games?
Here's why Dance Central has been that game is because one, anything on the Move devices or the Kinect devices, there is no good exercise program. None of them. They haven't made one yet. I think that with Microsoft's new Nike Plus fitness game, I say game, when really it's just a quantifying of fat. Right. So that device, that game, I think will take a lot of those Dance Central, which are a lot of older players, a lot of out-of-shape players that aren't comfortable going to a gym, to actually be doing it in their living room. Dance Central is the only way you really can hone in on that and make it fun. I think that with Nike Plus, you'll be able to kind of do that a little bit better, and that's why I can't stand the Dance Central games. It's not an excuse to not be healthy. Oh, yeah, I played Dance Central for like 12 hours a day. I'm good.
Well, the thing is Dance Central is really fun in a group, but like you play more than two or three songs by yourself and you're bored.
But yeah, so is Mario Party.
So why did they make a third one?
Because they have enough.
It makes money, bitches.
It's sold enough. It's sold enough copies for them to make another one.
Fair enough. I am curious to see how well the Nike Plus Kinect Fitness works. And by the way, the name really doesn't work. Because it sounds like Nike Plus Kinect Fitness instead of it being the Nike Plus Kinect Fitness. Because it all will come down to, and this was something I had trouble with the EA Sports Active 2, which was there was no ramp up. There was no, I wanted to push a button that said, hey, I'm a fat ass. Slow down and let me build up to, you know, this crazy ass thing you want me to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like every day, like I did really well for like 3 weeks on it. And it was just like at the end of 3 weeks, I was just like, it's just not getting any easier. I'm tired all the time. I'm like, fuck this.
Yeah.
And I quit.
Yeah.
There just needs someone needs to figure out that gamers, maybe not every gamer or whatever, but a lot of gamers are obese, don't necessarily want to be obese. And would like something that would slowly bring them up to, you know, so where they could stand there long enough to not be fucking tired after 10 minutes of standing in front of their Kinect.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
So we'll see what happened with the Nike Plus Kinect Fitness. Still the worst fucking name ever.
Yeah.
So I have one more disappointment. Does everyone else have one more?
No, yep. I didn't have one more. I was out. I don't think I have.
Okay,
I'll
Matt,
agree with both of yours.
Matt?
It's basically the Usher thing, but, you know, the whole Just Dance 3 fiasco. I mean, it was really bad, but then Florida came out, and it got
Wait. Just Dance 4. I think we're up to 4 now.
Oh, 4, my bad. Just Dance 4. Oh, excuse me. But
it was... Why is there a 4th? Never mind, go ahead.
It was just so bad, you know. These chicks dancing, all of a sudden this guy comes out, I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? And then everyone's like, oh, it's Florida. And I'm like, oh, god damn it.
Yay.
Yeah, and then you were like, oh, wait. Now I actually feel dumber knowing that.
Yeah, now I feel embarrassed as a gamer.
Yeah.
All right, my last one on the disappointment list. And maybe Corey's going to disagree with me, but Fable the Journey.
Yep. Fuck that.
What they showed during the press conference looks really fucking stupid.
Yeah, yep. I was really disappointed with that. I mean, being a big fan, you know me, I'm a big fan. I just finished Fable 3, so
yeah.
I was in the franchise. I was like, I'm ready for Journey. I was excited. I even downloaded the horrible Fable. What is the 4-player game on Xbox? The downloadable one. Yeah, Fable Heroes. I play it with my kid. That's great, but the game is horrible.
Sorry.
So I was like, oh, Fable Journey, here it comes, the next best Fable game. And they showed it, and I went, what happened?
What happened? It got pulled through.
Yeah. it was depressing. I was just not happy with it at all.
Yeah.
Well, guys,
right off the bat, I better be able to sit.
What was that, Brian?
I better be able to sit.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
If you want me to play that game, I better be able to sit.
You're going to have to be able to sit, because it'll just drain the life right out of you.
Oh, not. Yeah.
Oh.
But what do you do?
So we're gonna close up with our three things that we were surprised by today. So, Matt, go ahead and give us one.
I'm going to go out on left field here, and say that I was really surprised to see that Nickelodeon was coming to Xbox. You know, I grew up on Nickelodeon. I still watch shows on Nickelodeon. I think that's pretty cool.
Nice. Now, they didn't really talk about it, but I'm wondering how current is the stuff that's going to be on there? Like, if it shows on Nickelodeon a new episode of... I can't think of the one
Legend
thing.
Of Korra.
Yeah, sure. If that shows, is it, like, ready to be shown, like, 10 minutes later or a half hour later on, you know, on Xbox?
That would be cool. That would be damn cool.
I mean, I know Nickelodeon has to make their money on their ads, but, you know, don't tell them... Like, I just want to know, like, what the, you know, the fallback is.
We have to consider, right now, Nickelodeon, the website, you can watch the most recent episodes pretty much right then. Now, the thing is, what I've been doing is I've been watching Legend of Korra on my Xbox. The disadvantage is that in order to download the HD version of the episode, it's 240 Microsoft points. So I'm using points to buy the show that I can stream on Nickelodeon. So the fact that Nickelodeon's coming to Xbox means my curiosity is that going to be additional? Is that going to be included as long as I have the, you know, the pack, the gold membership? And if that's the case, then I'm happy about it. Because then I can watch all those shows, me and the Munchkin, and we can watch these amazing... I can watch Legend of Korra now, rather than having to get up on Saturday morning and be like, oh, it's on, okay, let's sit down and watch and eat breakfast.
Nice. One of the things on my list for the surprise list was, and we already kind of touched on, was Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm going to buy a new Vita, but I think the new Vita bundle, I think that's pretty cool. Mm. I still think it's cool. But I'm completely stoked about having a completely brand new separate story on the Vita. It makes me want to play it, and I'm really, really stoked about having a female assassin.
Yeah.
Corey, something you were surprised by today.
A game that came out that was announced, and I was like, really? It was the first time in this franchise that I've actually wanted to play this game, and that's South Park, The Stick of Truth.
Oh, yes. God, yes.
Really? Because, you know, what did we have last? South Park Rally, which was horrible. There has not been a good South Park game. So when Trey Parker and Matt Stone came out and they presented this game, I literally went, that is a South Park game I cannot wait to play. I cannot wait to be the new kid on that block. It's going to be awesome. And it looked great. It just looks like it's a satire of all things Microsoft and fantasy. And I that's what I want. It's going to be a great game that you can sit back, play, laugh the whole way through, and just have a good time. A good feeling game. So that came out at left field, and I was like, all right, I'm in. I'll play.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Especially like you know, like, we're gonna need a savior. Kyle's like, I'll be a savior, dude. Everybody knows Jews can't be saviors.
Yes. It's gonna be that whole humor and satire in there that we all know and love from South Park. In full.
And the basis of it is made by Obsidian.
Yes.
I'm in.
Yeah. Yep. I'm good. I'm in. So
it's an Obsidian game with a South Park skin on it. I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's going to
be great. I was pretty excited about that, so we're good to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt, give us another one. What were you surprised by?
I was surprised by Watch Dogs.
Oh, yeah.
That was a really freaking cool concept. It started off a little slow for me, but as it ramped up, I was like, well, this is probably pretty cool. The only downside was the guy who was playing the demo kind of sucked.
I'm sorry, sir, you cannot play your own video game.
Yeah, pretty much. There was a couple people like that, especially with like Far Cry 3. Oh my god, the guy playing that sucks so much ass. He's like, where's the enemy? Where's the enemy? He's like, that's a full 360 looking for him. It's like, oh. But yeah.
Though I will say, the people doing the 4-player co-op for Far Cry 3 during the Sony one, I thought they did pretty well. I mean, they were, you know, chatting with one another, and
especially the girl seemed like she was the commander of that whole thing, and she was pretty much calling it out like it was like a boss. I was like, go, man, I want you on my team.
Yeah,
that was pretty badass to see that also. But no, totally. Watch Dogs, I mean, it's early, so there's a lot that could be totally fucked up with that. But
there's a lot that could go wrong.
There's a lot that could go wrong. For starting Ubisoft. But the overall, like, the concept is freaking amazing. I love the idea. It's a brand new IP,
Yay.
Which I really slammed Ubisoft hard last year for not having any brand new IPs. It's a brand new IP. I think the concept is great. I think it could be a really great sleeper hit.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that one, definitely.
Yeah, put a pin in it.
Let's table that.
Yeah. Corey, drop us some knowledge.
I think this is my last one, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay, my last one, and that is actually speaking of Far Cry 3.
Oh.
And why is it a surprise? And it's not necessarily the game itself. It was obviously four-player co-op. That's very exciting. Oh. It looked great. But for them to do the presentation and do full frontal nudity in that entire room, amazing. Mm-hmm. Well done.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that is a golf clap, sir. That is an absolute golf clap. Yeah.
The only bad part was is like my wife walked in right as that was happening, and she's like, "What the fuck is that?" And I'm like,
"It's Far Cry 3."
I'm like, "I'm like, I'll let you know as soon as I find out."
Yeah, I was pretty shocked. I mean, I felt that a lot of the games, I mean, they really didn't hold back. There was no limitations like they normally do with E3 games, and I think that's kind of why they had it more concise to the press. And not as much everybody just come in as they want, because there was a lot of mature games and they really wanted to, you know, exemplify that it was a mature game and that there, you know, they could drop F-bombs left and right, that there was going to be full frontal nudity and there was going to be all this stuff and you were going to watch it in 1080p full screen kick down. So I that really just, it was one of those that caught me off guard. So it was a surprise of E3, if you will.
No, I think, you know, honestly, Far Cry 3 may be one of the games that has really taken their stock and really has driven it up so far from what we've seen. I mean, it wasn't even near my radar. At least now, I mean, that's some fucked up shit that they showed. I want to know what's going to happen there.
Yeah.
My last on the surprise list is Beyond Two Souls.
Oh, that was on my list too, but I wanted Far Cry 3.
Yeah. I love Quantic Dream. I loved Heavy Rain.
But you love Ellen Page.
I guess I kind of don't really have a real strong feeling one way or the other about Ellen Page.
Okay.
Because, I saw her in that, the one where she's pregnant, and I'm just like, yeah, meh. Liked her in Whip It. That was a cool movie. I like that.
Oh, nice. Yes. The roller derby.
Yeah.
Epic.
Yeah. Yeah, feeling that. So I guess I don't really have any real opinion about Ellen Page. I'm not really sure that what they chose at the very beginning to show was a really good demonstration.
Oh, facial expressions, yeah.
I was like
blinking.
Okay, something's got to happen soon.
Yeah.
At first, I thought Ellen's character had like I was like mentally retarded or something, just because like the way she looked, you know, looking straight forward, mouth agape and stuff, not talking, like.
That's funny because I thought she just looked like Ellen Page.
She does kind of look like Ellen Page.
I'm just saying. The only thing I was watching it and I'm like, oh, it's Heavy Rain again. And then the coffee mug flies across the room and I was like, okay, maybe it's not Heavy Rain. But what caught me was at the end when she basically, you know, tells the guy to fuck off.
Yeah.
And she drops him down on the ground. She basically stands up and she says, "Come on, Ivan. You know, I think they get the point." And you're like, "Who's Ivan?"
Like, who the hell are you talking to?
Like, who are you talking to? Because you don't see him. There's no mention of him until the end of the game. So, and they're really stressing this life after, life in the beyond, you know, and I'm curious how that's going to play into it. So now the storyline's stuck in my head. I'm wondering how they're going to do that. What is this going to be? And that got me hooked.
Right. Because, like, you know, is this Ivan a person? Or are they both spirits? Is she dead or is she alive?
Was it Sixth Sense? Really?
You know what?
Spoiler alert.
I'm not saying it's going to be a spoiler that she's dead, but I'm thinking that there's more to it that, you know.
We'll see. It's one of those games. It's early development.
I figured it out. Okay. Ivan is obviously Ivan Ooze from the Power Rangers movie. That's it.
Oh. There were
Power Rangers on stage. Sense.
Yeah, okay. Yep. All right. Look at that.
Okay, so that's how they connected it all together. I see.
We've come full circle, my friends.
Matt, do you still have a surprise for us?
Yeah, I got one more.
Okay, lay it on.
I have to say it would be co-op in Dead Space 3. That surprised me a bit, obviously. But also worried me because it feels like Dead Space. We talked about this in podcast 98.1 or 98, one or the other, where it feels like the survival horror genre is going away from survival horror and going more actiony.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it definitely feels like that in the stuff that they showed for Dead Space 3. And I also want to know how the hell Ellie got her friggin' eyeball back, because in the second one, she got that ripped out.
Yeah, you know, it's you know, it grew back.
Yeah.
That's prosthetic.
Oh, that would make sense.
Speaking of survival horror, when Resident Evil showed out and they did the Resident Evil, what number are we on? 19?
6?
6? 7? Whatever. All I could think about was, oh, here we go, another action title. The whole time. The whole time. I was like, this is not scary at all. This is more of point click, but okay.
I noticed the precision QuickTime events, how it's just not, oh, here's a button, you have to press it in a certain amount of time. It's, you have to press this button right the fuck now, or it's like 3.2 seconds.
Yep.
Yeah, I did. I thought that was I think it's a good evolution of QuickTime events, mainly because
speed through it.
Because QuickTime events really kind of suck balls.
Yeah, well, even you saw it in God of War 2, because they really sped up the way that, you know, X came on briefly, Triangle came on briefly. You had just a second to do it, so not nearly as much of, you know, slow motion, bullet time, keep tapping the button until you get it done, and then move forward. It was just, and go now.
Yep.
I will say, I'm very curious. I mean, I have to... It was hard to tell from the actual demo, but it still looked like you had to stop to shoot.
Oh, yeah,
I don't think there was shooting and running at the same time.
No, I didn't see shooting and running. And I'll have to watch the trailer again, but yeah.
Because
you know just... people are going to piss their pants and just throw little hissy fits about it.
Yeah.
Well, the thing was, the original Dead Space, you know, had it so you could move and shoot at the same time. And, you know, it's been how many games since the original Dead Space? You know, Resident Evil 5, we wanted it. Resident Evil 6, we want it. And now we're not going to get it. It's like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah, don't go backwards. Go forward, guys.
Exactly.
No, I'm okay with it just because it, you know, stopping to shoot has been, you know, like, that's normal for that franchise. I understand people want to do the walking and shooting thing, but I understand it not being in there, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I know I'm the only one, but, well, me and probably some Japanese kids, but, you know. So, I will say, I mean, I know we talked about this again, we talked about, like, in 98 or 98.1, but looks like, it still looks to me, Last of Us is the new king of, or what will be the new king of survival horror.
Yeah.
I mean...
Right now,
you
yes.
don't have a lot of ammo. There is a serious sense of urgency all the time.
Yep.
I gotta agree with that. Yep,
I concur.
So we'll have to see how that pans out. So there were a couple of things that we didn't really touch on. I'm curious to get your guys' thoughts on before, because you know we have a few more minutes. Black Ops 2. Well, I'm like looking at my list of things I wrote down, and I'm like, oh, I realize I wrote all over this. Now it's a little less. Now it's a little, it makes a little less sense now that I'm looking at it. Black Ops 2. It looks pretty, but I didn't really see anything that makes it that marks it any different than any other Call of Duty game.
You get to fly a jet.
That is cool.
That is cool.
Did you also notice that on the bridge that he had the option to either snipe or rappel?
Oh, I did.
Yes.
I did not notice that, but that is
I did.
Interesting. Oh.
That's the dynamic choice system that they're doing in the single player. Well, part of it. I thought that was pretty cool. And the sniper rifle, you know, it looked like a friggin' rail gun. You know, the longer you hold it down, the more impact power it has. That was cool.
Yeah, I did like that. I mean, he shot a guy through a concrete pillar.
Yeah, rail guns for the win.
I don't know how that works, but yeah, okay. Sure. Okay. Staying on that same kick, Medal of Honor Warfighter.
Eh.
Why?
I don't know.
I just want to know. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I love, like, playing the original Medal of Honor on PS1. Fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that completely changed how I felt about FPSs.
Yeah.
But at least on consoles.
Yeah.
But I have no idea why they're doing Warfighter.
Two reasons.
I'm listening.
It's two reasons. And that's okay. One is Modern Warfare, and two is Battlefield. Those games are some of the top grossing games in the world right now. They are pretty much right up there, first-person shooters destroying everything. So let's capitalize on that and throw our game out there too. Hey, Medal of Honor is really good. Let's do that. We did that a long time ago. We should do it again.
But Metal, the reboot game,
yeah,
didn't sell that well.
It's all about timing, man. That's exactly what this is. This is, they're trying to ride on the coattails. If they don't do that well, a lot of people are going to pick it up because it's a first-person shooter. That's why.
Blah.
No, and they're not going to pick it up because it's Medal of Honor. They're going to pick it up because they're going to want something different than Call of Duty or Modern Warfare. Modern Warfare or Battlefield. They're going to want something else, and they're going to go to Medal of Honor to see if maybe this game works. So even if it completely flops, it'll sell, you know, millions of copies.
Oh, God. God, I hope not.
And then you'll get Medal of Honor, Medal of Honor, Modern Warfare, Medal of Honor, Call of Duty, Medal of Honor, 3, 4, 5, 9, 10, 12, whatever.
Also, the friggin' Frostbite 2 engine, that engine obviously needs more lens flares. This is clearly not enough. Not enough at all.
Yeah.
I they kept saying it like it was this major point of pride for them, and I'm like, I don't... Maybe you should just stop saying it.
Yeah.
Like, if you were like, it's going to be totally on the new, you know, CryEngine 3.
Or...
Then I'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, cool. I'm down. That's cool.
Well, we still have, what is it, the Unreal 4 engine coming out? Tomorrow?
But it was like one of those things, like, okay, if they would have said one of those two engines, you know, either... You know, brand new Unreal Engine or, you know, the new Cry one, the Cry Engine, I'd be like, okay, but it was like, it's on Frostbite 2, and I'm like,
oh,
really?
That reminds me. I downloaded the Cry Engine 3, and I'm like completely surprised my laptop can handle it, but it's amazing.
Nice. So
nice. Cool. Nice. Okay, a couple other ones. The Avengers Battle for Earth, I want to see more of it. They didn't show anything.
No.
Yeah, but that fight between Venom and Wolverine, please make that happen. That was so badass.
we'll see. I'm skeptical at this point.
Yeah. I mean, and granted, it's a Wii U title or whatever, but...
Oh, there goes my hope.
Yep.
But it was like, please, no, show us... Something, anything. Okay, well, I guess not. God of War Judgment, or Gears of War Judgment.
Gears of War Judgment. Nice. G-O-W. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, I wrote G-O-W. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So I did half of it. So Gears of War Judgment. Meh.
Just getting into the Gears of War franchise, I'm pretty excited about this because, okay, I'll take another Gears of War game. Just keep throwing them. It's like Halo. It's just like Halo, guys. Halo's going to keep coming out with a new one every other year or every couple years. Gears of War is that franchise that's going to keep going. So just expect more games to come out.
The only thing is the whole, like, I'm willing to go out of my way now to give Epic Games money. So I would think about starting this franchise and try playing it, but...
I will. I'll pick it up when it's $20. So,
yeah. Yep. Okay. Speaking of Halo 4.
Yep. That looks pretty epic.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to come out.
Come on, it's Halo. Everybody's grown up on Halo. Everybody knows the Halo franchise.
I grew up before Halo came out, but okay.
That was like the next-gen game. Like, Xbox came out, and everybody was like, oh my god, have you played Halo 1? Have you played Halo 2? Have you played Halo 3? And then it spawns this entire world, Red versus Blue, and all these other fantastic things off of it. So Halo 4, again, they're pushing the envelope. We've got a new studio doing it. Bungie's no longer involved. Let's see what happens. This could be a flop and could be the end of it.
Yep.
That's so we'll see. It's really, it looks beautiful. I cannot wait, but we'll see what happens.
I really appreciate more than just showing like the graphical stuff is they really made a point to showing how the enemy AI is still really smart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like that was like, I don't know if everyone caught that, but that was like the one thing I took from the entire demo. I'm like, wow, okay, at least they kept the AI smart.
And that's, I think, one of the things that everybody's going to love about it is that the AI is intelligent. It is artificial intelligence. It's not just walking into a wall or ducking behind something because it's supposed to. It's actually paying attention.
Yeah. Did anyone else get the feel that it kind of felt like Metroid Prime, especially with like the new enemies and the new weapons?
Yeah, I can see that.
I didn't get it. But I'm not a big Metroid fan, so I think I played a little bit of Prime.
You know what it was, Corey? It was like this weird, like the nature, like the environment was one color, like one very particular shade of green. The enemies were another particular shade of like orange.
Everything stood
out.
It
was just like this. Yeah, it was like really weird contrasting, like it felt very primey, and I didn't even think about it until Matt just said it. But it does have a Metroid-y feel to it, because you're like, this is kind of weird. Maybe it's just that level, though. It could just as very easily be just that level.
Right.
Yeah, but it's definitely on my to-buy list, for sure.
Forza Horizon. I don't know who they're trying to sell this game to.
Me neither.
Not it.
like it was just like okay, for pure comparison, when the guys for Need for Speed Most Wanted came out, they knew exactly who they were selling to. They're like, you liked Hot Pursuit. You thought that this was, you know, you thought that was an awesome game. We thought that was an awesome game. So we just created an awesomer game just like that. As opposed to the Forza Horizon people who were just like, so we thought maybe you'd want to go cross country?
Sure, why not?
Question mark? It was like, okay.
Well,
and stuff happens at night.
It's interesting. It's October. It comes out, what, October? It's turn 10. These type of games are going to be, you know, when it first comes out, it's going to have limited, you know, limited options. And they're going to really rely on the updates throughout the summer. They're going to give you all this cool stuff. They're going to, I mean, through the winter. And they're going to give you all these, you know, extra stuff, new cars, new, you know, tweaks, this, that, the other. I mean, it's not Forza Motorsport for damn sure. But yeah. It's the next thing. It's going to be one of those. It's going to be like a microtransaction type game, in my opinion. That's what I think this is going to happen.
Mm. For your sake, I hope that's what it is.
I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen, because that's the only way that this is going to be a successful title. It's going to have to be some sort of microtransaction of, well, you want this, you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay 200 points for it, or whatever, however they do it. So
right. No, it was just one of those things. I'm like, I don't even know what they're trying to say.
What are we doing now? What is this?
Like maybe if they could bring Dom DeLuise back from the dead and we could have Cannonball, you know, Forza Cannonball Run, I'm in.
Hell yeah.
Other than that,
I love that you made Cannonball Run and not Fast and the Furious. I appreciate the reference. So.
Yeah, Fast and the Furious.
You know.
Yeah, anyway. That's because I mean, by the time it got to the fifth one, where it was the fastest of the furiousness of the furious of fastestness, like when it got to that one, I gave up.
The last one's gonna be the furiously fast. That's what I want. Good to go.
Oh my god!
No, please no. and then kind of a last wrap up thing. The whole PS Wonder Book of Spells, Corey. I saw your Facebook. Post that it's something you're looking forward to.
Yes. Okay. So, and I'm probably one of the few people that are actually excited about this. Everybody's like, oh, who cares? Blah, blah, blah. It's going to be people like me that have a kid that says, you know what? I'm going to be able to open a storybook and my daughter's going to be able to play that. That's exciting to me. That's, I mean, if you've ever walked into, this is just the augmented reality option that I've thought mm-hmm. about. It's like when you walk into the Lego store, you can literally pick up a box of Legos, walk over to a screen, show it the QR code, and it will generate an entire world on top of the box, and you can see, you know, a 3D rendition of the city or whatever city or medieval castle or Pirates of the Caribbean thing that you're doing, and it's come to life. And that is interesting to walk into a store and see kids doing that. So to be able to have something like that in your home, which this is a novel idea, this is one of those things that, you know, it's just natural for this something like this to happen with the PlayStation Move. So to have to have that functionality in front of my 6-7-year-old daughter, it's wonderful. I can't wait for it. Me personally, my problem is that there's too many peripherals involved. I have to buy an iToy. I have to buy a PlayStation Move. I have to buy the book. When I do buy the book, I then have to buy the books for the book. How much are the what's the price point on that going to be? Do I have to pay $60 per book? Because you're out of your freaking mind.
Right.
If this is not like DLC and downloadable content I can get from the PlayStation Network, and it's going to be a couple bucks here and a couple bucks there, that's awesome. If not, I'm going to go and pay $1.99, buy Peter Pan, and read it to my daughter, because this is pointless.
Right.
It really, yeah. Price point's really going to be what sells me or not. I think it's a great idea. I'm looking forward to it. If it's expensive as hell, I'm not buying it. Just too many peripherals, too many pieces, too much money just to buy a book for my kid to read. We'll just go to the Lego store and do it there.
Yeah. I'm saying $7.99. If they have it at $7.99, I think they'll start selling
it. That's a stable price point. That's a stable price point.
I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, but to me, that would be the ideal slot. $7.99 on the PSN store or whatever. You know, maybe you have to pay if they want a disc or something. Maybe it has to be $10. I don't know.
Well, you see, Skylanders is a perfect example of how this is done. Basically, you have you get the base package. So in this case, the book and the book of spells. But then you can also, like Skylanders, buy extra action figures for a nominal fee, which is fine because that price point is good. You're buying an action figure for like $10, $15. Okay, yeah, but you get a whole new character. You can bring them to your friend's house. That's great. If that's going to be the type of deal that we're getting, okay, you get this new book. You get this new interaction. That's great. And that's what I'm hoping for. So if they stick with that Skylander model, I'm in.
That is an excellent example. I think that would be perfect.
Yeah, so
am curious to see, speaking of Skylanders, I am curious to see what happens with the Skylanders Giants announcement tomorrow morning.
Fingers crossed.
So that should be an interesting... an interesting development for the game.
I'm forward to it, and they can just have more of my money.
All right. And I'm sure you can – I'm going to plug my own thing. I'm sure you can watch CoinOp TV because Rob is just all over the Skylanders.
And he has some great videos up there, by the way.
Yeah,
And if you're a fan of Skylanders or have kids or have thought about Skylanders, watch his video stream because everything that you – they're just brilliant. They're very informative, and it really can suck you into the game. So,
right.
Shameless
plug. All right. So here's what I want to do. I want to give you each 3 minutes to talk about tomorrow's Nintendo press conference. Go. I'll start with Matt.
I guess I'm kind of looking forward to it. You know, I guess you can call me a masochist. With the Wii U coming out and all this integration between the Wii U controller and the TV screen, and they're like, oh, it's a whole new console or whatever, and then Xbox comes out with Smart Glass, and it's like, there goes that plan.
Yeah. That was a huge blow.
Oh, yeah, big time. I don't know what else to say.
Okay, well, that was good. That was only a minute. Corey?
I'm really hoping to see more of Rayman Legends.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm very excited for that. I am not
No, I'm sorry. No, you can't possibly be as excited as the guy who was on stage at Ubisoft.
Nobody.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Excited. No one can be as more excited than that guy.
No, not at all. So, I'm excited for their lineup. I'm excited for Rayman Legends. Things I'm not excited for, anything involving the Wii U, honestly. I'm not looking forward. You guys saw the Pro Pad, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Pro Pad, pretty much they said, hey, Xbox, we're going to just use your controller and just put it on the Nintendo Wii, which I think is ridiculous.
That was so bad.
It's so bad. I'm interested what they're going to do. The only thing I'm actually interested with the Wii U tablet is they have that, is it an RFIG, NFG, like a dock that's going to do communication with, like, you know how the Skylanders box is.
Oh, okay.
You can do that actually on the tablet. So I'm wondering what that's going to be used for. Like, if you're going to use a chip, or if you can, like, you know, wave something in front of it and it's going to pick that up and be able to play a game on it. I don't know how that's going to happen.
What happened probably for that was Miyamoto was probably just sitting there one day and went, oh, you know what'd be really fucking cool? We should, like, and here's a game I'm going to make, like, 7 years from now, but put a thing on the controller so that it picks up other signals for, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, I have no idea what you just said. He's like, just do it. And they'll be like, okay. Yeah. And then, like, 3 years from now, we're all going to be fucking blown away by something he brings out where, I don't know. Maybe the controller actually moves things in real life and on the screen at the same time.
Yeah.
Robots! Robots!
Not going to happen. So, I mean, there's not enough for me to get excited about yet. It's Nintendo. They've kind of been lackluster for the past couple of years. What are they going to do with the 3DS? There's rumors that it's going to be a 3DS with a larger screen. Nobody really cares. I mean,
well, I care because I fucking would rather have had that.
Yeah, so I have now. You should go buy another one.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm doing that.
You know, I'm interested in what they're going to do with their new online system. Because they have that new Wii U online platform, and how that's going to be implemented in. What's that going to do, you know, playing with your buddies? Are you really going to play Nintendo Wii games with your buddies online? I don't know how that's going to work yet. So that's one of the things that I'm interested in. They really need to push that, and they need to get this store development involved so that you can get, like, games and microtransactions start moving faster than what they have been. Because, you know, Nintendo has always been a day late and a dollar short. So they're using the Xbox controller, day late, dollar short. They're just now implementing a store/Wii U network, day late, dollar short. There's so many things that they're behind on. They really need to present something tomorrow that's going to step it up and say, hey, we are a next-gen console. We're not in the back burner anymore. Keep an eye on us. But I don't see any announcement tomorrow that's going to blow me away.
What about a Zelda U?
Nope.
No?
Not at all. Not even in the least bit. No.
Looks amazing, though.
Yeah. It looks amazing. Hey. You're going to get... They're going to say, hey, we can do 1080p, and everybody's going to go, yay! Who cares?
Yeah. All right, so here's my... Here's basically what needs to happen. One is there has to be... Like, I think, Corey, you hit it right on the head. Like, the... online service has to be more than just a token service. Like, it has to be, you know, unified. You know, they've already started unifying the storefronts, you know. They still use separate currency, which is fucking stupid. But, you know, you basically use the same, you know, email address for both. That needs to be completely one sign-in, no more friend codes, one sign-in. For all platforms.
Single sign-on, man. Everybody else is doing it.
Single sign-on. That's the first thing. So the service has to be something better than a token of, you know, more than a can attached to a string.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is the 3DS needs to have... There has to be some kind of connection between that and the Wii U tablet and the Wii U. And lastly is... They have to fucking have some games for this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Super Mario Brothers Wii U, like, which is basically another new Super Mario Brothers game, and Mario Party and Mario Kart. Not going to cut it.
Yeah.
Like, just having those three, sure, you're going to have a group of people, a core group of people are going to be like, oh, okay, I'm totally going to buy this. And it can't just be those three games and the six games that Ubisoft has.
Agreed.
I really want... And this goes back to Skylanders. Skylanders has probably been one of Wii's most popular. It's multi-platform, obviously, but it shows that with RFID and being able to buy separate peripherals for a device is great. And if you're going to have this tablet thing, you need to be able to provide something similar. So you need to be able to have tokens that people can collect. That's what we need to do. We need to get a bunch of Pokemon cards with RFID chips in it, and you can just walk over to your little Wii U tablet, swipe it, and you can catch them all. How about that? and you can collect them that way. There you go. Not only do you get Nintendo Wii U, but you also get the Pokemon fans. There you go.
That's actually not that bad.
It's not a bad idea.
Need Pikmin 3.
Yeah. So, but seriously, they have to do something like that. It must be next-gen quality.
And a new IP.
Oh, yeah. Anything, please. Stop copying everybody else's game. Well, they did have Super Smash Brothers. Sony took theirs.
Stop taking the same 9 characters and just rehashing them over and over again.
Yeah, man. God, yes, things please. I don't want to see. Please do not give us another Mario Party game.
I want a Legend of Zelda that has it where Zelda is an evil sorceress that got banished from Hyrule, and she summons up a powerful demon known as Ganon, and Link has to save the day. But at the end, he just gets his ass kicked. That would be friggin' awesome. I would buy that game in a heartbeat. My God.
I see.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yep.
You heard it here first.
We are now presenting Ganon, Link to his ass.
Oh, that's not right.
That was funny. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's funny. Right. Not right, though. Oh, yeah. It wasn't right.
Well, we'll see. Tomorrow's going to be a big day for Nintendo, so we'll see what they got to spit out.
Absolutely. And the best way to do that is follow the E3 Pwn tag, which they've made up for Twitter. I'm going to plug myself again. You can go to coinop.tv. And check out my recap of, well, the Microsoft press conference from this morning, and then I hope to have up the Nintendo one as soon as I can after watching the actual press conference itself.
Yep.
So keep an eye out there. Any parting thoughts before we wrap this up, guys? Anything? Corey?
No, I think pretty much today was a big day for all the big announcements. I don't really have any big predictions. My biggest one that I wanted was Last Guardian, and Sony really botched that one. So, since that didn't happen...
Actually, you're the one who said new Splinter Cell game, pow, it happened.
I did. Did I not call that? Thank you.
You did.
Thank you. So, they needed something. So, okay, called it. But I wanted Last Guardian. They failed on that one. So, I don't really have any big predictions. I wanted Valve's not there. So, no big Steam announcements there. Not really looking forward to much anything else. It's a very somber E3. Not too many big things. So I'm hoping for some AAA titles in the next couple days, or at least a couple sleeper hits, definitely.
All right. Matt, thoughts?
It feels like a really kind of E3. There really aren't a lot of big announcements.
It's an off year.
Yeah, big time.
That's because I'm not there.
Aww.
Exactly.
Oh.
Next year, all 3 of us will go.
Yep. just stay tuned to AdGamer.com for all of David's stuff. Make sure to follow The Real Hades. He will be tweeting from the show floor during the next few days. And, of course, you can always catch Corey on the Twitters and every place as Mythic Griffin. Catch Matt on the Twitters as Shredding Ruin, R-U-E-N. And I'm, of course, M. Quiglin. You can catch me anywhere on the web. So, I guess that ends episode 99 of the AgriCast. We will be back with a huge episode 100 that I have not planned, I have not scripted, and I have done no research for. So, there's a lot in the works for episode 100, and I hope to bring back some people, and we hope to be talking more about E3 and where we'll be going further in the future with the AgriCast during that episode. All right. We are out. Peace.
See ya.
Later.